The long-sought-after deal between California and six other western states to share Colorado River water is finally a reality. Last night, a divided Southeastern California Water District Board agreed to ship billions of gallons of water to San Diego in exchange for billions of dollars. It's the largest farm-to-city water transfer in the nation's history. Eric Anderson of member station KPBS reports.
The Imperial Irrigation District Board voted 3-2 to end the 8-year battle to transfer some of the Desert Valley's vast supplies of Colorado River water to California's thirsty coastal cities. Farmers use the water to nourish a billion-dollar-a-year agricultural economy. And spokeswoman Sue Giller says many in the community struggled with the idea that they were selling part of their way of life.
There's the heartfelt feeling that our pioneers in this area worked hard to get the water here in the first place. And doing anything other than keeping it here goes against history and goes against our integrity.
But momentum in favor of the deal began building last month. The California legislature passed three crucial bills that cleared the way for the water transfer to move forward. And Governor Gray Davis pressed the four feuding water agencies to approve the complicated agreement.
I've made this a high priority, and I've had staff working on this since last October.
Southern California's largest water district, Metropolitan, became the first agency to approve the deal. Met's director said it was time to stop the fighting and make the deal happen. The Coachella and San Diego districts quickly followed suit. However, Imperial officials still had to convince a reluctant community. Spokeswoman Sue Giller says, in the end, money became a factor.
The farmers who are having to foot the bill for these tremendous legal costs want the money flow to stop. And the way that you do that is to have an agreement that brings revenue in.
The Imperial Valley will make more than $50 million a year to send about 65 billion gallons of water to San Diego. The agreement also sets the standard for more farm-to-city water transfers in the future, a key component in California's efforts to reduce its reliance on the Colorado River. San Diego County Water Authority spokesman Dennis Cushman says the deal promises even more, the possibility to end bickering over the river.
Not just within California, but between California and the other six states that share the Colorado River. That's an important principle and one that I think we've all been at the table hoping will be achieved as part of this agreement.
Water district officials are also touting the agreement's long-term protections for the ecologically fragile Salton Sea. The lake is a major way station on the Pacific Flyway. Environmentalists pushed last year to make the lake's health a key component of the water transfer deal. However, Center for Biological Diversity spokesman David Hogan says he's unconvinced. He says selling some additional water to raise money to protect the lake isn't enough.
There's a million ideas, but none of them are on paper, none of them are official, none of them have been adopted, and none of them provide us with the assurances that the Salton Sea will be protected as one of North America's most important migratory bird areas.
Even though the water-sharing agreement is finally on paper and signed, there's a chance that lingering environmental concerns could sink the hard-fought deal. For NPR News, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.